Rear platform remarks of the President at Belton, Montana, 30 September, 1952.
Thank you very much. I appreciate very much the cordiality of this welcome tonight. I've had the same sort of a welcome all the way across the great state of Montana. Came out this morning after having been at Wolf Point the night before at 10:30, and I thought everybody in eastern Montana was there at that time, and I got up this morning at 7 o'clock to leave town, and there were more of them there at 7 o'clock than they were at 10:30 last night, so you couldn't help but feel welcome when a state treats you like that when you come in. All the way across the state, it's been the same way. I told some of them that they were coming out in greater numbers than they did when I was running for office, and so I feel highly complimented since I'm not running for office. This is a beautiful country. I've enjoyed seeing it very much indeed, and I'm only sorry that it gets dark too soon. We should have it arranged so that the sun would shine all night in this beautiful country, this especially in this time of year. I'm sorry that I won't have a chance to see anything of Glacier Park. I believe it is one of the grandest sights in this whole country, and I certainly do enjoy touring around these wonderful parks of ours and seeing what a good job those rangers do. Maybe I can come out here and go through the park next summer. I'll have a lot more time and leisure, I hope, at that time. And I won't have so many people interested in what I'm going to do and what I'm going to say. You see, I'm rather a busy person right now, working at one of my five jobs. I'm trying to do my share to help the Democratic Party win another election. See, I've been in the political game for a long, long time, 40 years or more. I've been in elected public office for 30 years. That's a long time. I was elected to county offices and state offices, the United States Senate, and then as vice president and as president. And I've always had a hard time getting the office I wanted. I never had it, in fact. But after I got it, I never let anybody take it away from me, unless I wanted to give it up voluntarily. I've been studying government and politics ever since I was a boy in high school, and I've been interested in it. I've been interested in government for what it means. And I came to the conclusion a long, long time ago that the government in this great republic of ours is in the hands of the people. That politics is government. And I came to the conclusion that the most honorable profession in the country is politics. And politics, in the sense that it is government, is, in my opinion, the most honorable job that there is. The most honorable career that a man can have. I've been traveling all day through this state with the men and women who are candidates for office in Montana. And I've come to the conclusion that you have a wonderful number of candidates on the Democratic ticket. And if I were a citizen of Montana, I wouldn't hesitate a minute about sending Governor Bonner back to the governor's chair. I wouldn't hesitate a moment about electing Mr. Metcalf for congressman in this district, because I know he'll carry on the precedent which Mike Mansfield has set as one of the greatest congressmen that the Congress has ever had. You see, Mike is not only a good congressman for the great state of Montana, but Mike is a statesman. He has an idea of the greatness of this republic of ours. He knows the foreign policy of this country. In fact, I appointed him as a delegate to the United Nations, which met in Paris, and Mike made a great contribution to that meeting. He told Wyszynski where to get off. I'm proud to be campaigning for these Montana candidates for office, and I hope I've helped them with this trip today. My only object in getting into this campaign is my sincere desire to see the welfare of this great nation the first object of the people. Now, you're the government. It is you that says who shall be president, who shall be vice president, who shall be governor of Montana, who shall be senator from Montana, who shall be congressman from Montana, and who shall fill the other offices that are vacant in this great state in this election year. If you don't use your judgment and exercise your privilege and prerogative, if you don't have good government, you have nobody to blame but yourself. I've been in this game, as I told you, a long time. And the people who do the most quarreling about government and the people in it are those who take the least interest in seeing that they get the right kind of government. I'm going to spend the rest of my life, after I get out of this job of mine, trying to impress upon the young people of this country the fact that they have the greatest government in the history of the world. They have the greatest country that has ever been on earth. And it is up to them to continue that great government in the manner in which it has come down to us. It is the leader of the free nations of the world. Whether we like it or not, we are the most powerful free nation in the history of the world. We are the leader of the free nations of Europe. We are the leader of the free nations of Asiatic countries. We must, therefore, accept that responsibility and place ourselves in a position of leadership which we've never had to do before. We sometimes think that it would be fine if we could build a fence around ourselves and not accept this responsibility. We can't do that. Now, to continue this responsibility, we must have a man for President of the United States who understands just exactly what that means. And that's Adlai Stevenson. He's had the experience. He's been the governor of one of the great states of this union. He's been a successful governor. He's had experience in foreign policy. He's had experience in government in every phase. And I'm sure that he will carry on the policies which have made the country great in the last 20 years. Now, there's been a great deal of talk and opposition to him. We have, on the other side of the picture, a great general who's been elected by nominated by the Republicans to run for president. I'm very fond of that great general, but his whole life has been spent as a military man. He has a military mind, which is a very peculiar one. I've had to deal with military minds ever since I went to Washington. That's been 18 years, and I think I understand them pretty well. I ran a committee in the Senate and had some very, very strange experiences with the military mind, and that's no reflection on the great general. He was one of our great leaders in the World War II. He did a wonderful job as commanding general of the Allied forces in Europe. But that in no way fits him to be the President of the United States. You know, the President of the United States, whether the public knows it or not, is a public relations man. It's his business to get the various branches of the government, the legislative, the executive, and the various departments in a frame of mind to cooperate. And he spends most of his time talking to people, trying to persuade them to do what they ought to do without being persuaded. That's not the habit of a military man. He says, you do this. And if it isn't done, the fellow gets court-martialed. And you do that. And if it isn't done, the fellow gets court-martialed. Well, the president can't court-martial anybody. If he does, he'll find himself out on a limb and he can't get reelected or do anything that's worthwhile for the country. I'm hoping that you'll take a public relations man, a man who understands our form of government and how to use it, and put him in the White House for the next 4 years. I'm asking you to use your prerogative on election day and go to the polls. Study this situation. Get all the information you can get. That's what you're entitled to have. Then make up your mind in your own best interest and in the best interest of this great nation of ours, and in the best interest of the free world. You can't do anything else if you study it well enough, but go to the polls on election day in November and vote the Democratic ticket, and if you do that, the country will be safe for another 4 years. It's been a very great pleasure for me to be in Montana today, and I appreciate it.